back at it with Slave Creed or Slave Recon or Niggas in the Field.
Oh, Niggas in the Field.
That's Niggas in the Field is hard.
That's a dope name, but you can't say niggas, though.
You gotta say, like, bro, imagine how many rappers going. Cole be on the track list, Kendrick on the track list.
That would be hard.
Pusha, Hove. Oh, man.
Kendrick.
Kendrick could kill this shit. Kendrick could be in the game playing a main character, bro.
All of these bitches don't want to be cheated on, but all these bitches won't cheat. Yeah. All of these bitches won't be the new wifey, but all of these bitches be cheap. All of these rappers, I swear that they watering down and on the chlorine.
That's called breathing. That's how you know that bitch breathe, fool.
This nigga said let the beat breathe. You cannot say let the beat breathe and go.
What the hell? Oh, shit, man.
But I do fuck with Thug, though.
Yeah, that's funny, bro.
But that was Trippie Redd before Trippie Redd. You know, Trippie Redd be doing that shit on his, on all his songs and shit. He's like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't fuck with him, so.
Nah. Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Savad.
And it's Sharmeek. And it's the first episode of the Section 99 podcast.
I don't know what episode of Malta of Flame this is, but it's going to be posted. Trust me.
It's going to be fired, you know? So sit tight, motherfuckers. Yeah. All right, man. So we're about to get into this this trash ass Nicki album. All right, the first song was garbage.
I don't know, bro. I fuck with the first song.
The beat is nasty, like ew.
Nah, straight, bro. Nah. That's one out of four songs that I like on this album,
bro. Nah, that shit was trash. The song with Eminem.
That shit was horrible.
That Barbie Dreams, though, I like that. That shit was hard as fuck.
I didn't really like Barbie.
You didn't fuck with Barbie Dreams?
No.
I like that.
I don't really like how she like brought everybody into it.
I like that though.
Nah, cause then that give niggas like speculation. They'd be like, oh, was Meek Mill really in?
Yeah, but then DMs and shit. Well, like, you follow like I follow her on social media. So
you follow Nicki Minaj on social media?
Yeah, on Instagram.
Why? You a Barbie, huh? Oh shit. Okay. So, I didn't know.
Anyway, man. See, like I said, bro, I follow her on Instagram. It's a. She said she was playing. You know what I mean? Just all in fun.
Yeah, yeah, but I know you seen Young Thug. This nigga was sad.
Oh, yeah, he said, I'm not good, love, but enjoy.
Young Thug sad as hell, boy.
Okay, Rich Sex, I fuck with that. Wayne,
I don't like that song.
Wayne sounds terrible. He sounds like a little gremlin.
I don't like that song at all.
I don't know how Hard White sounds.
Hard White?
Yeah, I
don't know. That shit straight. That's number two. That's song number two that I like. Okay. Off the album.
You like Bed?
No. What's it called?
Bed.
Bed.
How the fuck you fuck up a Weekend feature?
Oh, I was about to say the same shit, bro.
How do you fuck up a feature on The Weeknd?
I was like, man, I hope The Weeknd save her on this. Nah.
I don't like none of these beats on here.
That like shit, that. Nah.
I don't remember Running Hot, but I'm pretty sure it's trash.
The what?
Running Hot.
Running Hot. Oh, no, I did fuck with Running Hot. I'm going to tell you why. Because every other song in this shit was like 15 minutes long.
Oh, this
Running Hot was like maybe 250. And it was just enough. Normally, I don't like when she be singing the shit. But it sounds straight on here.
Okay, okay. Chan Sway.
Chan Sway. That shit was horrible.
Oh, I figured.
Oh my god. Boy,
oh, Chun Li is fire.
Chun Li is fire. Yeah. But that's song number three that I fuck with.
LLC. No, that's fire.
That shit was horrible.
That's terrible because I remember like shit. Anyway, good.
But she was taking shots at Cardi B on almost every not on almost every song, but on a few songs, but she was talking about how she didn't have to like slide up a pole to get a record deal and she was talking about how she don't have nobody write her own lyrics and all types of shit.
But Nicki basically like softcore porn, though, if you think about it.
You said Nicki is softcore porn?
Yeah, pictures and shit.
Oh, yeah, I guess
like
so.
Her photo shoots and
I
shit?
Guess so. She admitted to having ass shots, though.
Oh, on this?
Yeah.
Oh, about time. Yeah. What song?
I don't remember.
I should.
All these songs like kind of merged together as shit, too.
Yeah, they sound like, so. It's terrible. Good Form, you know what that is?
Nope, I forgot.
Nip Tuck.
Nip Tuck was.
Is that about the ass?
I think so.
Nice name.
But she was saying she was cutting niggas off like Nip Tuck.
Whatever. Too late.
That shit was stupid.
Come See About Me. I remember that being terrible.
Yeah, the only Come See About Me I like is Party Next Door. So.
Come yeah, Sir. It was the Future.
Oh my god, that shit was annoying as fuck.
Okay, I can't.
I'm gonna tell you why, bro. Everything ended with Sir. I was like, man, Future going to kind of save her on that shit. Hell no. Nah. He was like, walking through the store, sir. Ba-da-da-da-da, sir. I was like, nah.
Nah, that shit sound kind of fire. All
right. Nah.
That shit sound kind of nah. fire, bro.
Hell nah. Play a little bit of it.
Let's see.
Future did not save her on this shit.
I like this beat so far.
Yeah. Shit take a long time to build up to. I think it's another song that's like 5 minutes long.
Let's see how long this shit is paused. Oh, 3? Okay, 4.
God damn, let's skip to the...
This album cover is trash.
Nah, I straight.
Nah.
She look like a sexy ass cheetah.
She like a Wonder Woman villain.
Fuck with it, though. You look like you fuck with it,
bro. Yeah.
Hell,
nah.
This shit ugly,
dog.
I don't like it.
All right. Anyway, man. I'm going to go back and listen to it. But okay. It started off good, man. Not going to lie.
Okay.
Maybe I should get it. All right. Miami. You fuck with that? You did.
I'm biased because I'm from Miami, so.
Was she rapping about how amazing Miami is?
Nah, not really. I really don't even know what she rapping about.
But you just like it because
I just like it because it say Miami.
Or did you listen to the Foxy Brown shit?
That shit was horrible.
I don't remember. Inspiration's also.
It faded right into Inspiration.
What's that about?
She thanking niggas and shit. I don't know. It's the same beat, though, as the Foxy Brown joint.
It's 19 songs. I knew I wasn't going to like it when I seen that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you don't like long shit. Pause. But,
No pause. I mean, yeah, pause. Damn.
What you gay?
Oh, shit.
I feel like this shit should have been 4 songs. This should have been a 4-song EP.
Nah, she could
only like 4 songs.
She
could
give it at 12, man. But then,
12?
12.
Nah. But I do see how, like, chicks could like this shit.
Yeah.
I guess.
I
just don't like how she taking shots at Cardi the whole time. Like,
I didn't pay enough attention to it.
Yeah. And then I felt like she took a shot, like a slick shot at Lil Kim, too, on LLC. But she was saying she bought the name or some shit like that.
What name? Queen?
I guess Barbie. Yeah, Queen. Oh. Queen. Because Lil Kim used to be the Queen.
Yeah.
And Barbie and all that shit. So, I don't know. Whatever. You fuck with that Travis, though.
Oh, man. You know it, man. You already know.
I'm definitely fucking with Travis, dog.
This shit.
Is it in your running for album of the year?
Oh, yeah.
Where you got it? Top 5 albums of the year.
Well, at first, I was tripping. Because I was like, yo, this shit might be the best album. I was in the hype.
The best album of what?
Of the year. I was like,
hell no.
Because when I was listening to it, I was like, damn, bro. But then I calmed down.
Yeah.
So you see the shirt I got on?
Who's that?
Let's not be
KOD, okay.
You know.
He got J. Cole on.
Album of the year, undebatably, like he said.
It's debatable. It's definitely debatable.
Anyway, man. It's KO. I got KOD. Astroworld.
You got Astroworld number 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I got the Royce album, number 3.
Okay.
And then... Oh, shit. I don't have J-Rock shit in there, though.
I don't know. I liked his album before this one.
Yeah. Damn. What's one before? I'm trying to think. I can't remember.
You ain't got Drake up there?
Nah, I think he number 5.
Man, Drake not even number 5.
All right, go ahead. Get a deal so I can remember.
My shit, number 1... I've been raving about this shit for the longest, but that Denzel Curry
is
fire.
Yeah, you fucking.
So I got Denzel Curry. I mean, I'm kind of biased too because that nigga from Miami. So Denzel, ooh.
Damn, need some water, bro.
Yeah, some water.
Gosh. Damn, bro.
Niggas dying of thirst over here. Appreciate it. Yeah, nah. So I got Denzel Curry. Who else came out this year?
Yeah, that's
awesome. Oh, yeah, Denzel Curry, J. Cole. I'll put Astroworld number 4 behind that Royce the 5'9" album. That shit was fire. And then number 5. Damn.
Okay, I remember my shit now. Right.
Who's your 5? I can't even think.
Cole, Astroworld, the Royce album,
mm-hmm.
Victory Hustle.
Victory Lap. Yeah. I fuck with Victory Lap.
And then Scorpion.
Yeah, Yeah, Scorpion 9 on my shit, man.
Yeah, it's my 5. Cause I, yeah, that shit good.
Yo, so there was, I think, what's that nigga name? Peter Rosenberg. I don't know if you know who that is.
Yeah.
He was asking if Drake's A side, the rap side, was his best body of work as a rapper so far.
No. Nah. Hmm. Nah. Nah.
Man, we're talking about Drake again.
God, yeah, man, I can't stay with
him. Fuck that nigga, bro.
Drake fan. All yeah, right. Exactly. Fuck him. But,
back to what you fucking with on Travis Scott joint?
All right, man. Fucking all of the songs, really.
All of the songs are fire.
Yeah, but Carousel, man, hearing Frank Ocean, dog, that shit was like, yo. I fuck with it. Sicko Mode, of course. And then Stop Trying to Be God. Stand
yo, alright, so I play Stop Trying to Be God like every morning, bro.
I love it, man. That I love shit, that
it's
shit.
It's like a humbling ass song. Like, niggas be on that pedestal, and then Stop Trying to Be God.
And then that,
ooh, yeah.
That shit is amazing.
That cutty shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the Weeknd, his shit.
The Weeknd body, he was on 2 songs, wasn't he? Or was he just on that one?
Well, I think he was on the one before that one, too. Wake Up and Skeletons.
Yeah, Skeletons. He was like, I don't know if it was at the end or
it's
what.
Like, it's close to the end.
Yeah.
But I like Wake Up.
Wake Up is hard.
And NC, the shit with 21. Oh.
Man, 20 was savage, bro.
Y'all love 21,
you already know that's
bro.
My nigga, bro. So I sent my girl this video of 21 Savage because she never seen the It's a Knife joint. You see
yeah,
that video, right?
Video, right? Where he's laying out with the cat.
Yeah, she didn't know that it's a shit came from 21. Wow. So I sent her the video, but she was dying, she's dog.
Under a rock.
Cause this nigga, he be so serious.
Yeah.
But he sound country as hell.
That nigga sound country as fuck.
Like the nigga was he did one video or some shit like that where the interviewer was asking him to talk about his tattoos and shit. So he was talking about him, and then this nigga was like, he was talking about yeah, this tattoo on my chest. Yeah, it's my boy Lair. Like, no Lair. Just
Lair.
I was like, okay. And then this nigga was talking about the tattoos on his head. He was like, man, I ain't gonna lie. The worst tattoo is the one on your head because you ain't really got no meat. I don't know why that shit had me dying, bro. I was dying when I heard that shit.
Oh, shit. Let's see what else.
What else you fucking with on Travis?
The Yosemite. How the fuck you say that shit?
Oh my god. How you say it?
Oh, nah, Yosemite.
It nah, like nigga, Yosemite, bro.
Oh, Yosemite.
Yosemite Sam, bro.
So shit.
That shit was fire, though.
And who that? Who what? I mean, who what?
Yeah, who what was hard. Damn, bro, the whole album was fire.
Butterfly Effect, of course. And then Houston Fornication. And then Coffee Bean.
Coffee Bean,
I just like it because, you know, he got personal. Rappers like that don't usually get personal with that shit.
Yeah, but I don't know. That was probably my least favorite song on there.
I can see why, though.
Like, I don't go to Travis Scott for the lyrics and shit. Like, he was on some boom bap shit.
He was trying to rap.
Wait, I mean, that's cool. And
I like it. I like it, though. He tried.
The only feature I'm going to fuck with on here is the Nav shit, bro.
That's the only downside to this shit. Nav.
That nigga was about as quiet as you were on the first album. First album.
All right.
On the first podcast. I'll fuck that shit all the way up.
Yeah. That was terrible. It's cringeworthy, man, when I heard it.
Man, what I just said was cringeworthy. Niggas gonna be laughing. They gonna be like...
They gonna be like, what? Just finish the sentence? All right, man. So, fucking... let's see what I want to do. What's the sound effect I want to give him?
Just already just coming up with sound effects?
We about to give him a boo.
For who?
Travis Scott.
For Travis Scott, you give that nigga a boo? Or for Nav?
Oh, Nav.
See, we fucking up.
Oh, damn. You're right. Scratch that. Let's give a boo to Nav. There we go. All right.
He's sleeping.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Man, so my nigga Cole came out.
Oh, yeah.
First off, he came on Twitter, was like, feed me beats, everything getting murdered. And then,
now, when he said that, I thought he was going to do a collab with Murder on the Beat. Because, you know, Murder Beat's been snapping lately.
Yeah. Okay. But, yeah, man. When I saw that, I was hype as fuck. And then, what? The next day, he come out killing the Uchi Wally beat. Whoa, what's that? What's your...
What? I thought this nigga was going to rap on a beat that somebody made, an old ass beat.
But look, though.
I fuck with the Uchiwali beat, but like, I thought he was.
Yeah, I thought he was too, though.
I don't know. I thought like, I like some SoundCloud ass nigga was going to give him a beat and he was just going to like freak
out. I feel like that's still going to happen, though.
Yeah. And he talking about this, what is it called? Off season. That shit going to be fire.
He said some shit in here.
I think it's going to come out after he get off tour, though.
Yeah, that shit ended October.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good
that's a good break.
That's a good
too.
Strategy.
That's a good break too.
Yeah.
From April to October.
Yeah.
6 months.
I give you 6 months to, you know, calm down. He dropped that little shit right now, so niggas gonna be like, oh, Cole about to drop. We don't know when this nigga dropped.
Yeah, the album of the year freestyles. Fuck.
Then
man.
The nigga drop in October with the off season shit. And then he'll probably wait another 6 months.
And then come up with the fall off. Yeah. What the, I feel like that's gonna be his last one.
His last what?
Album.
Nah. He was already talking about Kill Edward gonna have an album.
That is Kill Edward's album.
The Fall Off?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You think that's gonna be J. Cole's last album though?
For a while. Like for a long while.
Nigga, we just got off of not listening to him for a while.
Exactly. He due for another break.
He ain't due for no fucking
break. I mean, I'm a huge Cole fan, man. That's my favorite rapper, but like I feel that's what's gonna happen. But yeah, man, I hope he work with it. I hope 40 send him a beat. That'd be fire.
That would be dope. But I don't think he want to rap.
I don't think he want to rap on beats like people like Kendrick. No, I think he'll rap on the Soundwave beat, like the nigga who did some of the Black Panther shit.
Yeah, but I think he want to like the off season. I think this nigga want to rap.
Yeah,
he
want. Yeah, some unknown niggas beats.
Some unknown niggas beat, but like some beats that's like that's hype.
Yeah. Because
niggas ain't really fuck with For Your Eyes Only. I fucked with it.
Yeah, I did too.
But niggas said that was a sleeper and shit. And then like Forest Hills Drive had same type of beats almost.
But that's just kinda a classic though.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That's a classic.
I wouldn't say classic yet, but yeah.
What?
Man, come on, bro. Alright, so
it's been 4 years, bro. That shit is a classic.
What's your timetable on classics though?
Like, okay.
Like how many years does the album have to be out?
It depends on like, a classic. Like how good it is.
What? Like, if it's good, what?
No, I'm saying like, okay, say that shit. Like, when you listen to it, first listen, right?
Uh-huh.
And that shit is just, like, great. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So then, over time, it stay great. You know, we don't get, like, boring and shit like that, right? Because, mm-hmm. you know, some sounds, when you listen to it, just this shit get, you get tired of it, boring. So, like a Kendrick album, like, damn. Like, that's...
That got boring?
No, I'm saying it don't.
Oh,
it
I was
don't.
About to say, you tripping.
Yeah, his shit, like, that don't get boring.
Yeah.
And it's only been 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider that a classic?
Nope.
Or something close to it?
Not
what?
Yet.
You in?
Not yet.
Okay, so what's your timetable on
that? My timetable was 5 years.
5 years?
If that shit still popping in 5 years...
Oh, that shit undoubtedly.
Yeah.
The 2014 shit gonna be popping. Because that's next year. That shit's gonna be popping.
Damn, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that fire?
Yeah. Because he dropped it in 2014.
Damn, yeah. Right. Okay. It was the end of... But it gotta be the end of next year, not like the beginning.
But come on, that shit gonna be popping. Like, come on.
All just like, you already know Butterfly gonna be.
Oh, okay.
2020.
All right. All right.
You watch that Jimmy Kimmel with Kanye?
I seen the clip where he had his ass shook and he didn't answer the
question.
Oh,
yeah.
It was like, let's go to commercial break.
Straight deflected that
shit.
Let's
go to commercial break.
That nigga straight deflected like, that shit.
What do you think black people care? Do you think Trump cares about black people?
Yeah, he was like, nah, you was talking about George Bush not caring about black people. But what about Donald Trump? That nigga was like, we'll take a commercial break. Yeah. But he was talking about, this nigga shouted out Pornhub. So Pornhub was on Twitter, was like, oh, we want to give you a free lifetime subscription to Pornhub. And then Jimmy Kimmel was like, so what you be watching on Pornhub? He was like, I like to watch black men with white girls and shit. And he's like, oh, kind of like you and Kim. And he's like, yeah, definitely. So he was like, he watched Blacked and shit.
Wow.
Yeah, bro. So Black tweeted him too and was like, lifetime subscription.
Whoa. All right. I seen him before we even started. I seen he dropped a song.
Yeah, I didn't listen to
one
it.
I didn't listen to it either, but I seen like one of the lines was, you got one sister-in-law that you would fuck. I got four.
Yeah, that's creepy as fuck, bro.
That's some creepy shit, man.
Because ain't one of them like.
Nah, she 12? Old enough. Stop it. She old enough.
What's her name?
Kylie. She like Miley.
No, not Kylie. The other one.
No, it is.
Kendall.
She older than her.
Kendall's older than Kylie?
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did you know Ella May was gay?
She gay?
Yeah, her and fucking
Younger Man?
Nah, you stupid. No, what's that chick name? Kalani dating.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So Kalani, girl, she was fucking with Party. And she's fucking Kyrie. Now she booed up.
But I don't know. I guess.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever really listened to anything about Kalani. I only knew her through Party and Kyrie.
Nah. Only thing
And then when she was trying to kill herself and shit.
Oh yeah. Wasn't that her song that Drake got on? Too On? Wasn't that her song?
No. I think that was Tinashe.
Who?
Tinashe.
Oh.
Kalani. I ain't gonna say she a one-hit wonder. Kalani. But...
Tinashe, she signed to Chris Brown, right? Remember somebody was
talking about who the fuck she signed to. I know she was dating, Ben Simmons. And then Ben Simmons dropped us. And then she, I think, TMZ caught her. Like, caught her walking out the club and shit. And she was like, yeah, Ben Simmons was trying to hit me up, like, the other day or whatever. Oh. He be sliding her DMs and shit.
Damn.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Okay. So, fucking,
we're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
That was a little, you know, moment. All right. What? All right, goddamn it.
You ain't fuck with that License Trip, huh? My Trippy Red.
I didn't listen to it. Oh. I wasn't even. Nah, I'm not gonna listen to that.
Okay.
Well, he got a Travis Scott on it, so I might look.
You had to have heard that song already.
What is it called?
Shit. Dark Night Gummo?
I probably did. Oh, that's an old song.
Yeah.
Okay.
It came out, I think, last year. That shit fire. But nah, he's straight. Like he decent. If you like soft rock and shit, he be doing that. He do that a little bit. He got like three songs where he like rapping, like rappity rapping, and they straight, bro.
Soft rock.
Yeah, he's soft rock, bro. And then he be like,
yeah. Oh shit!
I don't know how to do that shit.
Yeah, nah, I'm not fucking with it.
Well, all right then.
Are you fucking with Madden 19?
I don't know, man.
Because of the Kaepernick shit?
Yeah, that was disrespectful.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I still listen
to... You pre-ordered it yet?
No, it came out already. But
oh, shit.
I still listen to Sabrina Claudio, so... Oh, I give no fucks. After we finish this, that's what I'm about to buy.
Yo, you love
it. I give no fucks.
Yeah, but you don't give a fuck about Black Twitter, do you?
I love Black Twitter, but they apologized to they apologized. They said they had nothing to do with it.
She's lying, bro. She had like two accounts.
No. I know she's racist. I'm talking about EA.
Oh,
They said the team got it mixed up, which is probably a lie, because like
that shit
got to get approved. Like, it's a fucking video game.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
You said you didn't pre-order it yet?
No.
Or you didn't buy it yet?
No.
I don't know. The whole cover look dumb as hell to me.
I don't like Antonio Brown's smile.
I don't like niggas smiling. Like, why are you smiling on the cover? Like, that shit looks stupid.
Hey, that's stupid. I guess because
I just got done playing the fucking long shot yesterday. 2018.
Okay.
That story mode.
Yeah.
That shit fire.
Yeah, I like it. But
and they said it continues on 2019. That's probably the only reason.
I was reading the review for that shit. That's like it don't get better. It just stay the same.
Oh.
But
I know, like, I don't know if you fuck with FIFA, but like FIFA, they story mode like every year that shit get better. Yeah.
I haven't played it, but I like look at it on YouTube and shit.
Yeah, I fuck with that FIFA shit, man. I just started fucking with it though, but like the story mode is fire.
I play hockey. I've been playing that.
Oh, you got NHL?
Yeah, I got that shit.
The EA Sports one or the
EA
other
one? Sports one?
How that shit is?
It's good. It's funner than I thought it would be.
I don't know, cause last time I played a hockey game was like middle school.
Yeah.
And I only wanted to play that shit so I could fight with other niggas. Like,
I just got tired of playing like 2K Madden. So like I'm about this. And then I got the MLB The Show, but I got 17.
How that shit?
That's fun. That's fun.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting the MLB game, but they don't have that shit for Xbox. And I sold my PlayStation.
Oh, you sold it? How much?
I sold it for $200.
Damn. Why you sold the PlayStation? Why you sold Xbox?
I got all my games on Xbox. The only game I got on PlayStation is 2K and Grand Theft Auto. And plus, I don't like that little, I don't know, the control on PlayStation. That shit. I feel like I'm playing with a little toy or something.
It is.
That shit little as fuck, bro. And then once you go to Xbox, you see how big that controller is? Pause. And then you go you go back to like
that shit would have been gay as fuck if you say, you see how big that stick is? Guess that joke wasn't funny, huh?
Hell no.
All right.
You fucking with
I like how we introduce new topics. You fucking with?
Yeah, all right. We need to call that. That's what the episode needs to be called.
You fucking with?
You fucking with?
Oh me, bet. Oh man.
I don't know if people gonna listen to it. Nah, I might have to put like stars or some shit, like the little asterisks.
Oh yeah. Hey, yo, if I post this shit on Facebook,
yo mama gonna beat your ass.
I posted the last one. I don't think she listened to it though. Cause she ain't say nothing about it. She don't support me.
Your mom know you cuss? Nah. You saw us a little ass high school kid.
She gonna know? Nah, no. Your mom know you cuss? Shit. Well, she don't know. She gonna know now.
Oh, now we try to show like proper etiquette on Facebook and shit, so she don't see it. Like if I cuss, I'm gonna cuss in the nigga comments and shit. Like,
man.
I ain't gonna just.
You're not gonna
post I ain't gonna
shit?
Just say, man,
fuck. All I've been doing on Facebook is just posting pictures, though.
On Facebook?
Yeah, because I haven't been on there since, like.
That's why I use Instagram for.
2014.
Oh, I just.
No, I haven't been on there since, like. I haven't posted a picture of me since 2013. So, dang. Like, yeah. So, like, the family, they love the pictures that I've been taking for the last six. I don't know, I can't do math. The last 3 years.
Yeah. I don't know, like. Facebook is only for family. That's why I be trying to keep my little. Try to keep my profanity down on that. Yeah. But Instagram, that's
fuck ass, nigga.
Yeah, so on Instagram, man, y'all go ahead and follow me, Savad _ MTAF. Again, that's SIVAAD _ MTAF.
MTAF.
Yeah, that's Malto Flame, if you didn't know. I'm trying to get to 1,000.
Oh, you playing live, son? Yeah, funny. That was funny. All right, go ahead. It's my fault.
I'm trying to get to 1,000 followers on Instagram. So, man, if y'all know somebody that like music, that like to talk about music, that like to listen to music, because I'll be putting up like little polls and shit on my what's that shit called? On the little story.
Instagram story.
I'll be putting my little shit on there and
God damn it, how unprofessional. Shit.
That's your wife?
No. Stop it. I put this shit on Do Not Disturb. Fuck. Hey, I just hope they don't text again, huh? All
right. Nah, that shit gonna come back.
Alright, okay, so. See what we can talk about next. Oh, you've been keeping up with the preseason?
Which one?
What do you mean, which one? What NFL? Preseason?
Nah.
What?
Buying a line, really watch. I ain't really watched football, like NFL, in like 2-3 years.
Damn, well, can't do that, though.
No, you can't, bro. Go ahead. Oh. That's what we want
to
talk about.
No, I'm saying, have you, though? Like.
Nah.
Okay, so you said which prison? So what other season is.
Oh, nigga, sport? I don't know. Just,
oh, okay. All right.
I don't know.
Like, is there another sport I don't know about? But, all right.
I see they talking. Oh, go ahead. They talking about putting LeBron at the five.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen. I mean, small ball. Like, if they put, like when they play the Warriors and shit.
Yeah. Damn, who plays center for the Warriors now?
Well, now, once DeMarcus Cousins gets back.
Oh, yeah. But I'm talking about...
Like, during the small ball
shit? Up until then, yeah. No, I'm talking about up until then. Who going to play five?
It was Zaza. Or JaVale. But JaVale went to LA.
Yeah.
But so is Zaza right now.
Man. LeBron hammering that nigga. Pause.
Oh, that's a real pause right there. Damn. All right. Hammering that nigga. Okay. Yeah. All right, so... What's the, like, the best NBA game you ever watched?
Whew. And neither one of these niggas is even my team, bro.
I say it don't even matter. Like,
it was, I don't remember what fucking year it was, but it was the Timberwolves when they had Kevin Love versus the Celtics when they had Rondo. Both of them niggas was going back and forth. I think they went in, like, triple overtime. Damn. Both of them niggas scored 50, and everybody know Rondo is not a scorer whatsoever.
Rondo dropped 50?
That nigga dropped 50, bro.
Fuck.
But I want to say the Wolves won, though. I think the Wolves won in triple overtime. That was the hardest game I ever seen in my life. Like, as far as competitiveness, that game was hard. What about yours?
It was the year Steph won, like, the unanimous MVP.
Yeah.
It was the Warriors and the Thunder, bro. It was like, it was in February. Them niggas, bro, Steph, this man hit, he hit 12 threes.
Damn.
12 or 14 threes. They mm-hmm. went, they went to overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And like, 4 seconds left, he come up court. He shoot, he got half court, pass half court. Like, he maybe took like 5 steps past half court. And he hit fucking, hit a three.
Yeah.
It's fucking once, like, 0.7 seconds left, bro. Yeah. That's, that game was good as hell.
That nigga, that's the best shooter we ever, I feel like I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hands down. Like, I used to fuck with Reggie Miller when I was younger. And
nah,
then I was
nobody fucking with him. Like, that's why I was shooting.
Oh, hell no. Nah. I used to fuck with Reggie Miller, then I was fucking Ray Allen. But Steph got both of them beat. Steph got both of them beat. That nigga, like, light years ahead of them.
Yeah. Who you think the best point guard is? Like, in NBA?
Ooh.
Like, as of right now.
Damn, I like Westbrook, man. He the complete package, offense and defense.
What?
Offense and defense. His percentage, his shooting percentage ain't that good, but offensively that nigga will murder you, and defensively he grabbing all the boards. Who you got? Say Kyrie.
Nah.
Oh, that's what everybody say.
Nah, niggas think Kyrie better than Steph, which is not. He's not.
Nah, he ain't better than Steph.
I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with picking Russ, but I'll say probably Steph, though.
Steph?
Yeah, that's the best point guard.
Yeah, I've been scoring. Shooting, yes. Scoring is Kyrie.
Scoring, nah.
It's Kyrie.
Nah. Scoring?
Yeah.
Hell nah.
Who is
it's Steph.
Nah.
He the best scoring point guard, I think.
He best shooting point guard. Scoring,
nah. He the best scoring, bro. Because people act like he can't get to the basket. He can really get to the basket, man.
People do be acting like that.
Like, all he do is shoot. Man, this nigga can get to the basket, get to the hole, too.
And he proved himself, I think, this past season. Like, niggas like, all he do is shoot threes. This nigga start crossing niggas up. Laying that shit up.
Handles is crazy.
So, who your top 5 point guards?
Top 5?
Right now.
All
right,
okay. Steph. Westbrook, Kyrie, Chris Paul, and Damian Lillard. John Wall, my favorite point guard, too.
John
like,
Wall,
yeah, man. I want to put him at 5, but I would have, like, okay.
Dame so, a better shooter.
Yeah, but John play defense and Dame don't. So, like, I wouldn't have a problem with, like, putting them out, but I just like the Dame offense is way better than John Wall.
Yeah,
but John Wall better passer.
Way better passer.
Fuck it, John Wall.
And he
five.
Faster.
And okay, so John Wall number 5.
That nigga got that Andrew Bynum hair now though. That shit look.
Oh, he like a crackhead.
Oh, what the fuck? That nigga got.
His name is Uncle John now.
Uncle
John.
Sorry, your call cannot be completed and dialed.
All
right. The Uncle John shit is horrible. Like.
Uncle John, that's his name.
Wow. Hell nah, bro. I don't know. That nigga, like, he got mange or some shit, bro. Like, his hair falling out. I don't know. That shit look weird.
He tried to get braids.
He tried to get, yeah.
Well, he did have braids, but he took it out for the camp.
That shit is not for everybody, bro. I swear. Like, Tiger.
His forehead too big for that shit.
For real. That nigga like a caveman, bro. That shit look horrible. Shout out to Tiger, though. Me and my girl had, like, an hour. Shit, it was probably longer than that, talking about why I thought Tiger was trash.
I mean, he is, so.
Nah, she did have some good points, though. And then I started listening to some of his older shit. I forgot he had that.
I mean, he's trash now. He was.
Nah.
He was really good at one point.
Nah, Swish go hard. Fucking that other shit. Taste go hard.
Mm-hmm.
I think that whole Kylie Jenner era, that was when he was trash.
He was a laughing stock.
Yeah. Before that, he was all right. He was decent. And then after that, he back on his shit. He back in his bag. But
I guess.
I only like when he rap on, like West Coast beats.
Okay.
That's the only time that nigga be spitting. I'd be like, damn, this shit hard as fuck.
That's his baby too. That's not Travis Scott baby. I mean, I feel sad for Travis, but that baby's light skin as shit. That baby white, bro.
Nigga, Kylie Jenner white.
Barely.
That nigga white.
Man, that's that's Tiger
from
baby.
Romania. That's white.
Yeah, but anyway, that's Tiger baby.
I don't think so.
I'll prove to be right later on in life. We'll come back to this.
We'll see.
But yeah, yeah, your top
five. If that baby come, if the baby get older and she just turn ugly as fuck, it's probably.
Oh yeah, yeah, well, nah, both of them niggas ugly.
Yeah, both of them niggas is ugly. I don't know why we judging niggas.
But anyway, yep, yep, let's get off that.
All
right,
yo, you killing it with the sounds, nigga.
All right, so, top five point guards. Go ahead.
Oh, shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Damn, I'm tripping. Top five. Westbrook, Steph, Kyrie, John Wall. I don't know. Because you know who else I do like, though?
Ooh.
I fuck with Kemba Walker, bro.
Oh yeah,
I fuck with Kemba. He like, that's like my sleeper point guard. Like that nigga raw. I think I'm gonna have to put Chris Paul up there too. Yeah.
I feel like I'm missing somebody.
Like, I don't know. I
don't like Kyle Lowry, so.
Kyle Lowry, eh.
Nah, I didn't miss nobody.
Yeah, I'm missing nobody. I fuck with Rick Rubio though. Ricky Rubio nice too. Like with the assist game, that nigga nice. That nigga nice. I fuck with him. He done turned into Aquaman now too.
Oh yeah, yeah. How you stupid, bro?
But that nigga in Minnesota, he was looking like a little ass kid. Nigga went to Utah, grew the beard out, grew the hair out.
Alright, what do I say?
Yo, you killing me with this sound, bro.
All right, man. I had to get myself together. What's the last trash movie you saw?
The fuck is a Tyler Perry movie?
Oh, really?
Acrimony.
Is that Taraji horrible in that?
Yes.
Damn, bro. I hate when she in trash movies, man.
That shit was horrible.
But they always with Tyler Perry.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn. Nah, this shit was horrible because it was like super over exaggerated.
This the one where she was supposed to be like a murdering like mama, right?
Oh, what?
Like a murderous mother.
Nah.
What is this about?
So all right, man. So she get with a square ass nigga. Yeah. And he like, he's an entrepreneur. He like, I forgot what he made. He created some shit. But like, she from the beginning, like she was giving this nigga all kind of crazy shit. So her mom died and left her with some money. So she basically spent all that money on this nigga.
On him?
Yeah. They got married and shit. They was together for like 10 years or something like that.
And she's,
but no, she paid for
was it a white dude?
Nah, he's black.
Okay.
She paid for this nigga to go to college, grad school, pay for him to get his first car. She found out he cheated on her.
He still beat though.
Yeah, he did. Nah, she found out he cheated on her in college and shit. So she pulled up to where he was living because he bought a trailer park. Or not trailer park.
Trailer park?
Not the park, nigga. He bought a fucking trailer home. Right. So she pull up and then she see the silhouette of him and whoever the other girl is, like, fucking or whatever. So she drive the Jeep
into the trailer,
flip that shit over. And now she can't have kids because the steering wheel got pinned up against her, I don't know, her uterus.
Oh, she never had kids?
Nah.
Oh, wow.
So that shit happened, right? So, like, later on down the line, he was still, like, trying to get his invention out. And she was, like, eventually, she was just like, nah, man, you gotta quit that shit, bro. Just, like, fuck it. So, he ended up getting a job or whatever. And her sisters really kind of made her say, fuck him. So, yeah.
Black women.
Chill out. I love my black women. Anyway, so... So that shit happened, right? So so he working at this little delivery service with his sister-in-law's husbands.
Mm-hmm.
Like we working with them and shit. And then somebody, the chick that he was fucking like back in the day, she's now a CEO or something like that.
Oh.
Over the place that he wants the invention to go to or whatever. He's trying to get the patent. So she was like, yo, I'm sorry, I didn't, she was on some shit like, yo, I didn't know you was married, blah, 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 that was fucked up, yeah. Like, that was fucked up, bro, and then he's like, yeah, you right. So she's sitting in the little truck with him, the little delivery truck, and then he's like, yo, I need you to get this invention to your higher-ups and shit, blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, oh, she's like, all right. So then she ended up leaving, like, her purse in there or something.
Yeah.
nigga. The wife found out. Taraji found out. She's like, get the fuck out of here, blah, blah, blah. So he like, all right. He was like, but for real, I didn't cheat this time, blah, blah, blah. That was only before we got married type shit. Like, I haven't been doing anything. Like, so, then what happened after that? Okay, yeah. So they broke up. Soon as they, like, I swear, like, maybe 2 or 3 months after they broke up, the dude comes down and is like, yo, we want to buy your shit for, I forgot how much. It was a lot of money, though.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah. So this nigga got a penthouse suite. This Damn. Nigga living it up and everything, tuxedo and all that shit. Taraji find out. After they already filed for divorce, finds out. This nigga, he gave her, like, I think $10 million, bought her house out so she didn't have to pay mortgage no more.
Yeah.
Gave her a car and was like, here you go. I appreciate you. Okay. So she found that shit out.
Stand up, man.
She's like, oh. She was like, oh, I need to get him back. Go up to the penthouse suite. Guess who up there? Him and the chick.
Life comes full circle.
Yeah, because, like, when they broke up, when him and Taraji broke up, like, the girl, she was the only one there comforting him because this nigga started going through depression and shit.
Yeah.
So she go to the penthouse, find out the chick there. She like, oh, hell no, blah, blah, blah. She started blowing up. He's like, whoa, we divorced. You didn't want anything else to do with me. I gave you $10 million. I bought your house.
Damn,
I bought you a car. Get the fuck out my face.
Damn.
So she goes back to her house. She does some fucking, like, ritual, little Uzi, devil worshiping shit in her house. And then I don't know what the fuck shit was. Yeah,
so it's some voodoo shit.
It probably wasn't voodoo, but that shit was looking like some voodoo shit, bro. Like, yeah. The lights was off. She had candles in a circle, like dancing and shit. I don't know if she was asking for rain or what. So what the fuck happened after that shit, bro? All right, so she's scrolling up on Facebook, and he on Facebook Live, and they about to get married and shit. He bought his fiance a yacht. The same yacht he was gonna get her when they was married. So she's like, oh, fuck Damn. This. I gotta get there. So she get to the yacht and I think she did kill the wife. No, did she kill the wife? I don't remember. But
fuck Taraji.
She ended up dying.
Who, Taraji?
Yeah, she ended up dying. Cause she shot the nigga, bro. And then he, like, pushed her off the yacht. She came back up and then, like, she was yelling and shit. She stuck her foot. Oh, man, it's a spoiler. Anyway, I'm spoiling the fuck out this shit. Bro, I don't know if y'all seen this movie, but it's trash, so it don't even matter.
She
stuck her foot in this damn chain thing, and then that shit pulled her in the water, and she died.
Game over.
Yeah, shit was horrible, man. Damn, that was a long-ass story, wasn't it?
Flush that down the toilet.
That shit was horrible. That shit was trash.
Shit.
What's the worst movie you seen lately?
I was telling y'all about this shit. It's called How It Ends.
Oh, I just saw that shit yesterday. Or, no, I
you like that?
Yeah.
That shit is... Forrest Whitaker tried to be Liam Neeson.
Who the fuck is that?
That's the black nigga. The nigga who tried to be the dad.
You know what I'm saying? Who's Liam Neeson?
Taken.
Oh, I never watched that shit.
What?
Excuse me? I never watched it. Either.
Why?
I don't know. I just wasn't a fan of that shit. Like, I don't know.
All right, man.
But so, anyway, how it is? I didn't think it was that bad.
That movie was bad.
I didn't think it was that bad. I hated how this shit.
It didn't know if it wanted to be an action movie, or a thriller.
Yeah.
Or like a suspenseful drama.
Yeah.
It was all over the place, dog. Like.
That shit was like a lot as fuck, bro. Like I felt like that nigga was gonna die too. Like as soon as he got hit in the ribs. Bro, you need to use a new one, bro. Anyway, as soon as that nigga got hit in the ribs, bro, oh my god, that shit was over.
Oh yeah, I knew he was gonna die.
I was like, this nigga dead.
Bro. He had to burn the body. Shit, so sad.
Yeah, he didn't have to. I was like, that's a little bit much. Right, like, why would you do that?
Alright.
You know who I ain't like though? I ain't like the little girl, the little Indian chick.
She wasn't even needed, really, bro.
Nah, she was a mechanic.
I mean, I'm saying, she like, she wasn't needed in this. Like,
she was too, I don't know, she was crying about some bullshit.
It was weird, guys.
You know, I ain't let him die. Yeah, fuck that nigga, bro. Like, them niggas tried to take y'all gas and everything.
And then she left. Like, where'd she go?
That's nigga, she died, bro.
That's trash. They didn't fucking go back to her.
Yeah, that was a waste of energy, really.
That's what I'm saying. She wasn't really needed. They could have just
And then when they went to the girl's
friend. That whole shit was.
I thought he was gonna smash.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna fuck.
I thought she was gonna like pull him in.
She was seeming kind of trippy, like.
Yeah.
Like, out of it.
And then she like walked in the room when his shirt was off. I was like, oh, she about to smash. Yeah,
I feel like it was more backstory too.
And then I thought Forrest Whitaker was gonna come in and find that shit out. And then.
Yeah.
That would have been a better. That would have been a better ending. Or.
Not even ending, but just the better part of the movie.
Yeah.
And then the fuck. All right, so he finally find his fucking girl. Which first.
Oh, who the fuck was this?
That's
nigga.
Cat. Oh, I thought you was about to say the bitch. That's Cat Graham. She fine as hell. But I don't know who that guy is.
Like, that nigga was weird as fuck.
It was weird. It was like, she was like, oh, she doesn't need you or some shit like that. Like, bro, you known her for like
3
days.
That's how you know he smashed. But they had to have smashed.
Think so? I thought they was going to reveal that. Like, oh, she
they
fucked.
Had to have smashed.
And she thought he was dead. She fucked.
Yeah, but that's. Yeah. I think that's exactly what happened.
But nah. Then the fucking, he's the whole shit at the end where he fucking pull a gun out and shoot him. Like,
yeah.
He's, nah, that's not him. That's not his character. That was a very bad movie, man. I didn't like it. And then how it ended.
Like you said, it ended with the credits, man. You don't even know. I think them niggas died, though. They had to die.
That shit was, then they kissed. Like, they could they would've fucking ran off the road, like, in real life. Like, you
that
kissed.
That shit was dumb.
You can't see.
Nah, I'll kiss. And been able to drive.
Nah, like that was like a hill, like a kind of curve.
Oh, yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you like that was gonna happen. Yeah. Yeah. So, damn, this shit's still going.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it didn't cut off like last time. Maybe they updated it.
Yeah, they updated it. Oh, if y'all don't know, I'm about to put this little plug in. And hey, this is the Anchor app. Oh, they probably gonna do this shit on iTunes anyway. So, hey, shout out to Anchor app for creating. An app that's easy to do podcasts on. Like, this shit is dope as hell. So.
Damn, I can't find a hand clap.
Head ass.
Shit.
I was looking at you like, this nigga go, applause, nigga, applause. Fuck it, don't worry about
it. Let's see how this sound. Oh, God.
What is that? Don't, bro.
That's
just stop.
Terrible.
Just stop.
Shit, that fuck? Is
that's GarageBand?
No. Oh. This is, no. I'm not shouting them out because this app is kind of trash. Hey, but look though.
What's up, my nigga?
Hey. All right. On to the next topic. Okay.
What else we talking about, bro?
Oh shit. Oh man, what TV shows you watching right now?
You already know, man. I'm super unapologetic.
Oh yeah, you pro black.
So, the young nigga, I'm watching Queen Sugar.
You said young nigga.
Insecure come out.
Nope, never seen it.
What? Nigga, you tripping. You gotta watch that
shit. I love that song they got though. Bryson Tiller and Jazz.
Yeah, that's for the show. You gotta watch that shit, bro. It's a dope ass show. But I'm fucking with Insecure. Greenleaf about to come back on.
I was about to say. But my mom keep telling me about
bro,
it.
Bro, that show raw as fuck, bro. It's like some church drama. But
church drama?
Yeah.
Like religious shit?
Nah.
But like church drama.
Yeah, like niggas is cheating on their wives.
Oh, okay,
niggas
okay,
is
okay,
gay.
Okay. Oh, that's wild.
Niggas having illegitimate children.
Damn.
Niggas is killing niggas. You got pedophiles and shit. Yeah.
Pedophiles?
Yeah.
Did they die? Pedophiles? No, I'm not talking.
Yeah. No, you gotta watch that show. That's so fire. I finally got into Rick and Morty.
Hey!
Yeah.
Funny. I love Rick and Morty, man.
My homeboy, he was trying to put me on that shit for the longest, but I just never watched that shit.
That shit is amazing.
I just started watching it probably like last week. I'm done with season one. I'm watching season two now. So I'll eat my ramen noodles after I got off. Just watching that shit, and I fell asleep.
Ramen noodles, I hate
it. And then that's when you hit me up and was like, you hate ramen noodles?
Bro, I don't hate ramen noodles, but like,
that shit fire, dog. I got the ramen noodles, and then I got the little chow mein, with some shits. That's like the first class ramen noodles.
Yeah, I see. I heard you talking about the shit that's coming with the pack.
Yeah, the little bougie ramen noodles.
Yeah, all right. What else you watching?
Shit, that's it, really. Oh, I'm still fucking with Black Ink.
Black Ink Crew?
Yeah, right now I'm fucking with the Chicago one. That shit fire. I don't really fuck with reality shows like that, but Black Ink Chicago I fuck with. And Black Ink New York.
Did you fuck with...
I think I just like because they do tattoos, and then they be on some. Wild shit, too.
Like, don't they show up to work drunk and shit?
That's more so New York than it is Chicago.
Okay. Oh, they gave us a warning.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I'll find the clap one.
Finally, nigga.
Round of applause for us. It ain't easy.
Damn, them some sorry ass claps. They gonna give us claps on here though, like the listeners and shit. They gonna give us claps. Oh, trust shit. Me.
Pause.
How's that a pause?
Give us claps.
He's stupid. Nigga, like, sorry, I never had an STD before. Anyway. So,
well, all right. Oh man, hey, y'all should watch the Hate U Give trailer.
What the fuck is that?
The Hate U Give, nigga, the trailer I sent you.
Oh, okay, yeah.
All right, motherfucker.
No, I thought some white people showed you.
No.
This nigga love Friends and Seinfeld and shit like that.
Them shows are amazing.
Well, calm down.
So, Friends not amazing?
No. I fuck with Girlfriends. Girlfriends way better than regular Friends.
All right, man, I guess.
Yeah.
Friends is amazing.
Yeah, it's decent. They basically stole Martin on Blueprint.
Did they?
Yeah. They just added more people.
And I feel like they did it better.
What? Then Martin? Nigga, you trolling like a motherfucker. What the fuck? Hell no.
Oh, shit.
Hell no.
Man, 2.5 Men better than Martin.
That shit sound gay, bro. Everybody
2.5 Men?
Better than Martin.
Yes. 2.5 Men, bro. That shit is amazing.
Hey, man, y'all pardon this nigga. He in the sunken place right now. He talking about
I'm in the sunken place. Bro.
2.5 Men is not better than Martin. Martin is the best sitcom of all time.
Behind 2.5 Men, of course.
Bullshit, bro. What the fuck? Nigga, King of Queens is better than 2.5 Men.
Excuse me?
King of Queens?
Is better than what?
2.5 Men. The nigga from Mall Cop?
No, Paul Blart. I'm not fucking putting Paul Blart.
That nigga not Paul Blart.
That's his name.
His name Kevin James or some shit like that.
Nah, his name is Paul Blart. He ain't better than Charlie Sheen. Nah, I don't want to. You know, I just have to say that.
Man, fuck Charlie Sheen. Fuck all y'all nasty ass niggas that be touching little girls and.
Oh, he did that?
Yeah, man.
Shut up. You listen to 6ix9ine.
Hey, man, look. So, I'm going to tell y'all about 6ix9ine, bro. So, the 6ix9ine shit. 6ix9ine was 17 when he was messing with that girl. Nah, and it was only for a video.
I don't believe it.
Charlie Sheen was like on some other shit. Like, he was on some other shit, bro. Like, come on, man. Nah. Speaking of 6ix9ine, this nigga's supposed to be going to jail for like 2 years.
Oh.
Don't clap, nigga. Don't clap. For it. Man. Come on, dog.
All right,
you fucked up for that.
I ain't gonna do it.
You fucked you up see for what that, dog. Yeah, nigga was ready to do that shit.
Yeah, man. That's
I don't know if you seen that YG and 6ix9ine going back and forth. I understand how you part of the same game, but y'all niggas hate each other.
Oh, 6ix9ine's a blood?
Yeah. Trey, wait. What the fuck? Oh, you tripping?
Damn, the way you said it.
You gotta listen to his interviews and shit. This nigga say blood like every 30 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, without blood.
I mean,
yeah,
blood. I seen the shit that was like, you know, when YG spell can't with a C. You know, he's serious because he was like, I can't wait to see.
Oh yeah,
can't wait to run into him or some shit like that.
Yeah. Oh, that shit wild. Did you listen to the YG shit? First of all, the cover fucked me up because I thought that shit like some Drew Hill.
It's some shit. So I'm gonna flush it down the toilet.
Damn.
That shit is trash. Somebody put a song in the club last night. That shit was decent.
In the what?
In the club.
You was in the club last night?
Why? Fucking.
Under 21?
Crazy. Damn, I'm gonna throw me up. Damn.
This nigga born like 2000. Oh, my bad, no. Section 99. 1999.
Wow, you just gonna fuck over the brand like that, cuz. I'm born in 1999. Shit.
Oh, young ass nigga, bro. Oh, it's all good. Don't want like 6 years older than you.
Anyway, man. Yeah. It was a decent song. Man. I don't know which one song it was. It sounded okay. But other than that,
everything sound better when you're intoxicated. Hands down. I only listen to 6ix9ine when I'm intoxicated.
I don't partake.
And that's why I fuck with Trey White.
And those kind of events.
Okay.
But all right, man.
Okay.
Yeah, that album is trash, though.
I ain't gonna lie, I didn't listen to it. I listened to the first, like, 2 songs. I was like...
And then we wasn't fucking with it. Because it's... What the fuck was that?
That's my sound effects, nigga.
Alright. Yeah, that was a bad album. Mac Miller shit, though. You like it, right?
Yeah. I don't like it better than his last shit. I forgot the name of it. Lil Pink album.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. That shit was... I fucked with it. It was, like, super jazzy or whatever. I was fucking with it, though.
I don't listen to it once. I don't know. It's not bad, but it's not.
Yeah. Nah, he's straight.
I don't want to go back and listen to it.
He got a little following. I ain't gonna say little following. His following bigger than ours. But yeah.
Shout out to this following.
Yeah.
Y'all deserve
shout out to y'all, man.
Y'all deserve a fucking whip.
You just gave niggas whips. So now they slaves. See? What the fuck, nigga? You wild, dog. Speaking of whips, bro. Man, I put this shit out on Facebook and Twitter earlier today. That Red Dead Redemption shit coming out.
Okay.
I never played it. But
not me neither.
When I saw it, I was like, damn, they need to come out with a Django video game.
Would you play that?
Hell the fuck yeah, nigga.
Imagine the game, nigger, come here, nigger boy.
I don't give a fuck, bro. They said nigger was in Mafia 3.
Nigger boy. Come here, nigga.
That's
boy.
Fine,
bro. I don't want
to
get
to shoot him in the end.
We got a white person gonna be playing this game. Like, yeah. Yo, imagine a white person.
But he gotta create a slave. It like that would be dope. Damn. All right, so fuck the Django shit, right?
Yeah.
It'd just be called like Slave Revolt or some shit.
Slave Revolt. Oh, okay. I fuck
you
with
create
it.
Your own slave.
Create man, my own
sound,
slave.
That sound bad.
Create my own slave. What, yo? All
right, fuck it.
Yo.
You create your own slave, and you start on the coast of Africa. You get shipped over, and you gotta help like certain people that was on a slave ship. Then when you get to
America, what the Africans gonna say when they give you over?
Huh?
What the Africans gonna say when they hand you over?
I don't know. Freaking down. Freaking to the damn.
Oh shit. All right, I can go.
You know they witch. So they gonna get to America, right? So you gonna be a slave, and then you know it'll fast forward to like when you a little bit older, and then you can choose to, you can fucking recruit people. Y'all can do, this would be a hard ass video game.
Nobody gonna be bold enough to make a game like this, though.
I don't think so.
A slave game. Nigga, you know how fucking crazy Black Twitter gonna go over this shit, bro? Oh, but Twitter be so fucking
what
funny,
if
they, though.
But what if niggas made it, though?
Yeah.
Like, what if niggas made it?
Yeah, that'd be
But funny. Every time in the game, every time a white person said nigga, they'll bleep it out.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I don't know if you fuck with Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
What if they made a nigga Assassin's Creed?
What you mean?
Like
a slave? Like a nigga's version of that.
Yeah.
Yo.
Like, you know how they get in the eminence?
Yeah.
And then they like turn out.
Imagine the type of clothes. Imagine how ugly this slave gonna be though. Damn.
What you mean?
Like the clothes nigga have. Oh, my battery. Okay. Damn, I thought this ended, boy.
Nah, we got like 5 minutes or 4 minutes. But yeah, shit, what was I saying? No, like a nigga Assassin's Creed?
That would be fire.
That'd be hard shit.
What would the weapons be? Whips, of course.
Yeah, whips. But that's how it start, though. So you know how, like, you know how when in Assassin's Creed, all of those characters are related in some way.
Yo!
So with the nigga Assassin's Creed, you can start off as a slave and then be in, like, the 20s and then be in, like, the 60s or 70s, some shit like that.
That would be fire.
And then all the way up to, like, 2000s, like, early 2000s, because fuck all that.
Yeah,
that dying your dreads and shit. I guess teachers on.
Yo, that would be fire. Somebody gonna steal this idea.
I don't know what to call it. What should we call it? We can't call it the Niggas Creed because
Niggas Creed. Niggas Creed.
That'll offend some people. I don't understand why white people get more offended than everybody else with the word nigga. I don't know if it's because they can't say it no more or what. But
I mean, I say it a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Not even on purpose no more. I just be like, that nigga's stupid. Like,
yeah. That's because you hang around me now, dog.
Yeah. Nigga.
Nigga say like, nigga a lot, dog.
Real. Oh, man. But yeah, though, like, what the fuck would the name of that should be? Well, I don't know. Slavery Con.
Yo! Slavery Con? What the fuck? Damn, I don't know.
Slade's Pride.
No, hell no. Oh.
Yeah, this is sick.
This is wild, bro. This is wild as fuck.
Damn.
I mean, fuck it. I don't know what we could call it, but damn, that shouldn't be wrong as fuck, man.
Yo.
That'd be a dope ass game. And then in the 90s, you could be part of like one of the gangs and shit.
Yo, like, that would be hard as fuck. You laughing, but I'm dead ass, yo. That shit sound good. Like,
this every game would be something, be a different era.
Yeah.
So, like, the first one would be, oh, my bad. Now, you could start off in the 20s with the Cotton Club and shit.
Okay.
Oh, shit, nigga.
This shit ain't gonna be the regular price either. This shit gonna be $80.
Nah, that shit gotta be $120.
Boom. You get the even
gold
better.
Pack, all that shit.
The gold pack with the whip on
they
the
They seen you the whips. Yeah. Yo, we laugh about this shit. This shit, whoa.
Man, this is crazy. Ancestors gonna be. I didn't know they fucking.
Oh yeah, man. They gonna kill us.
Kill them dead.
Oh, we could be like picking cotton and shit, and then.
You know how on like in Assassin's Creed when you roaming, you could be roaming a cotton field. That shit would be so annoying though. You get lost.
You wouldn't get lost. You don't get lost on Assassin's Creed.
I'd get lost on something.
They got a map, nigga. That's what they got maps for.
I don't like using the map.
You can't take it off the screen, nigga. The fuck?
I don't like looking at it. I try to do it myself.
Oh, you can be like, you can be just like Django, right? Your wife.
Oh, yeah.
She work inside and you work outside. And you got to get to her.
Oh, you could choose be house slave or inside slave.
No, you can't choose. You got to be outside.
All right. I guess.
Because niggas is outside, but you can't choose to be inside. Right. Bro, this would be the hardest game ever. I think it would be the hardest game ever.
It would.
Niggas wouldn't like this shit, though. Or not niggas, but other people wouldn't like this shit, though.
The red people.
Yeah. We ain't talking about Indians.
Nope.
Yo, we got to close this segment out. Or not segment. We got to close this portion out.
So, this is how we're going to do it. I don't know how. Okay, 30 seconds. 35 seconds.
You bugging, bro.
Trying to think of a song to play.
Fuck it, don't worry about it.
Oh, hey. Let it ride. Oh.
Head ass. Don't worry about it.
I can't count. 5, 4, 3, 2.
All right, back to, what was the name of the game?
Niggas in the Slave Creed.
Slave Creed. I think that'd be a dope ass name.
Slave Creed.
Nah. It was gonna be niggas in the field. But.
Which, you know, nah, cause it can't be Slave Creed because that's like, we need another word for slave. Not even another word, just like another.
Boy.
He's sick as fuck, man.
Nah.
We can't talk about shit like this.
Hell nah. You said boy. Just name it the game boy.
That might be dope, though.
Now that I think about it, that'd be dope.
Yeah, niggas don't know what the game gonna be about. It's just called Boy. And it could be like an album cover where niggas just put, it just be all black, and they just have Boy in the corner.
Yo, but you don't know what the game is about. Fire.
It don't have no details on the back, none of that shit.
And then like when you play the game, it's gonna be wild as fuck, because it's gonna be a slavery game. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Bro, this would be the hardest game to ever come out.
It would.
I would fuck with it.
I play this, I probably wouldn't. Like if somebody else came up with this, I'd be like, what the fuck?
But if a white person played it, I'd probably have to beat their ass.
All right, so if a white nigga buy it at GameStop, like...
GameStop about to shut down.
Oh, yeah, GameStop smoking.
They got to buy that shit on, like...
The price of the game is 120.
It got to be 120 for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Got to be.
Hopefully that'll help us get our reparations back and shit.
Exactly.
But anyway, we beat a dead horse, though. Yeah, all right. What else you trying to talk about, bro?
All right. So how'd you come up with making your first, like... How'd you make Twitter? Like, how'd you hear about it? Like, how'd you know?
Damn, shit. My Twitter been activated since, like, I say 2010. Yeah. So like this girl I was dating or whatever, she was like, she had a Twitter and she was talking about all these celebrities and shit. And I was like, damn, I should make a Twitter. So I made a Twitter. I only got like 100 followers still.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm definitely been on and off, but ever since I created my my little platform, my little podcast and everything. Moth to a Flame.
plug it.
Gotta plug it. Yeah, ever since I created my podcast and stuff, I've been on it like super frequent now. Like anytime I post something on Instagram, I automatically share it to Twitter and Facebook. I fucking made a Tumblr, dog.
A Tumblr for the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you get on it?
Nah. Okay. I just share everything from Instagram and put that shit on Tumblr. Like, I don't even know what the fuck Tumblr is. Like, no, I do know what
like
it is.
Tumblr's like, for pictures, right?
Yeah. It's kind of like Instagram before Instagram. Because, like, niggas be putting, like, long-ass blogs on there, too.
Yeah, I see that. But people do that on Instagram now, too, though.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know if they got a limit. I don't know if they got a cap limit on Instagram no more. But niggas be typing their whole life.
Yeah.
And then they be adding them, like, super, them long-ass spaces in between.
Like
you gotta go to short, show more to go all the way down. That shit wild. What about you?
My Twitter, okay. I had my shit since 2010. I was in the, bro.
Damn, you like 12, nigga.
Exactly. Bro, I was in social studies class, right? I remember this fine ass girl. I was in sixth grade.
She was white, right?
No. Oh, okay. She was black. Shut the fuck up, man. Anyway.
I'm just saying.
So she was on Twitter and shit.
You like Friends and shit. But go ahead.
Your Friends is amazing. Whatever. But anyway, she was on Twitter. She was like, okay. Because, you know, at school, they got restrictions and shit, right?
Like what?
Like on the internet, like social media sites, like Facebook.
For real?
Yeah, well, South Carolina they did. Oh, no. So anyway, Facebook was like restricting shit. So I said, like, what that is? She's like, Twitter. It's like, this is like what you do. She's like, you just tweet shit. She's like, you should make one. And she was fine as fuck. So of course I made one. But then, like,
did she follow you back?
Oh, of course. Yeah, no. Of course. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Of course. So anyway, that's how I made. That's how I ended up making that. But like for a while though, I didn't get on that shit. And then I ended up making other ones. And then I made this one. Last year, just cause.
Wait, that's the Tuesday night joint.
Yeah, I made the Tuesday nights ones like last year, just cause my other one I didn't really know all the people on there.
You must have had that shit.
Yeah, cause I had that shit for a long ass time, yeah. So I didn't really know all those people. So I just made this new one. So really, all the people I follow, I know them. So
true.
Yeah.
My Twitter is like all celebrities for the most part, and then like a couple friends from back at the crib in Miami and shit, and then a couple friends from Tally. Yeah, that's about it. Hey, but most of my shit is definitely mainly artists. Right, I be having producers and shit DM me and stuff talking about, I'll check my shit out now.
I be having hella famous people follow me, though.
Like who?
Not hella famous people.
Oh, shit. I say hella famous people. They got the blue check. You verified, nigga.
I hate to say hella famous people, but like famous people, you know, not famous people, but niggas with the check on Twitter.
Oh, like who?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know none of these people because they're fucking unknown.
Oh, so they're not famous? All right.
Nah, don't I mean, them. you got a check.
Right. I got Boy Wonder.
Yeah, I don't have nobody that I don't have nobody that fucking famous following me. Boy Wonder, yeah. I
gotta see if that nigga still following me. He probably just followed me.
He probably unfollowed you too. Yeah, I hate when niggas do that shit. Trash.
Man, like my fucking Instagram, my shit was at like 982 last week.
People unfollowed you?
Yeah, man.
Like, I don't know who the fuck this is. This is a rapper.
Yeah. Nah. That's a girl? That look like a chick, bro.
It's a man. Supposedly.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, nah. So, y'all was at like 985 on my Instagram and shit last week. Checked that shit, like, yesterday. That shit at 969. I was like, what the fuck? Like, what did I do for y'all niggas to unfollow me?
Niggas really about to unfollow after this slave trade shit.
Oh, yeah. Probably. Hey, man, I do this strictly for the fans. Yeah, so, hey.
But you don't listen to Sabrina Claudio.
Nah, that's different. That's different. That's somebody outside of the illustrious black race that's talking shit. It's illustrious, man. The fuck? We've been through a lot.
I'm not saying
we about to come out with our own video game, though. That shit about to be
That shit gonna be popping. But yeah. Damn. Gotta put my shit back on the United States. Alright, so how'd you make an Instagram? Like, what came about to make that shit? Because you got like a hell of like, you got like 2,000 pictures, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Cause, alright, so my Instagram, it started out just like shit about me.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I used to post hella selfies. Like, nigga, I was on some Selfie Sunday type shit. Like, every Sunday I post a selfie.
One like, of them ones.
Yeah, church flow, workflow.
Damn.
All that shit, bro.
Head ass.
All that shit, bro. And then, it was really that. And then, whoever I was dating, them niggas used to be all in my shit. Like, all of my shit. Woman crush Wednesday, woman crush every day. Then I started doing, like, celebrity shit when I was single. Like, I have, like, who I fuck with. Like, Jill Scott is my woman crush Wednesday.
Hey!
Or, like, Megan Good is my woman crush Wednesday.
The typicals.
It's not typical.
Alright.
Anyway. But yeah, so so yeah, I was doing that shit, and then I realized like if I like a song, I used to screenshot my shit. Mm-hmm. This is back when I had the S5, I think. All you gotta do is like swipe across your phone and then it'll screenshot that shit. So I used to, you know, crop it and then put it up and like, yo, this is a song I'm fucking with right now.
Wow, you've been on that shit.
Yeah, like I said, like 2012, 2013, that was really when I was like doing that shit. And then I say the past, I don't know how long, probably like the past 6 months, I turned the whole page into a music page, so.
Yeah, I like it.
What about yours?
I made Instagram, I was in eighth grade. Like, I can't really remember how I ended up making it. But I know at first I thought the whole idea was stupid.
I thought it was stupid too, because all I saw was like niggas taking pictures of food and shit.
I don't even know how to take pictures now, but like back then I was terrible at that shit.
Yeah.
So I was like, so I made one, but I had like one picture up. It was two pictures up. Picture of a fucking a meal I had like Chili's, and a fucking picture of some diamond turds I had.
Some what?
Some diamond turds, like.
Oh, shoes.
Yeah, shoes. And then that was it, cause before I started posting pictures of myself, cause I didn't know, like, I thought that shit was stupid.
Yeah.
But now, of course, Instagram is amazing.
Yes, I'll be on that shit more than anything.
No, I'll be on Twitter more.
I can't be on Twitter that long. Cause
why not?
I don't know. Cause the same shit be on Instagram, and the Instagram shit is, to me, I don't know, it's bigger. Pause. But like,
How so?
Like the pictures and shit is bigger than they are on Twitter. Twitter, everything look like super condensed. I don't know. That's just how I look at it.
Yeah.
But you can post a whole video on Twitter. Without
Instagram TV is stupid.
Nah, chill out. That shit not stupid. It's not stupid, man. Hey, I'm gonna come out with a visual.
This shit is stupid
for the podcast, bro. And don't put that shit on Instagram TV. Watch, and that shit gonna be popping.
I mean, I don't doubt it'll be popping, but I'm just saying, like IGTV, like the idea, like why can't you record it from the app? Why do you have to upload a fucking video?
Yeah, that is one thing. But what if you want to edit it, though? Like, if you want to upload it into, like, iMovies and, like, chop it up.
So why can't you record the video and then save it?
Yeah, I don't know, man. You got to talk to Zuckerberg. You got to talk to Zuckerberg.
Oh, yeah, because he do on this. Yo, $1 billion.
Yo, Snapchat is dead.
Snapchat?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I get on it just because people I know on it.
I deleted that shit.
I like Snapchat.
They all do the same shit now.
Yeah, they all do. If Twitter get a story, though, oh, my God, it's over for Facebook.
They'll get sued.
If Twitter get a story?
They'll get sued.
Why?
Because that's like, I ain't going to say it's copyright infringement, but like you stealing nigga shit,
Snapchat,
man.
Snapchat got a story, though.
Yeah, but Facebook stole that from Snapchat because Snapchat had that first.
Yeah.
Facebook got the money, bro. Yeah, got the money. Right. Facebook got more money than all of this shit.
Yeah.
I think...
I'm not gonna disagree.
Yeah, it's Facebook and IG, like them shits. Like Twitter got Periscope. You really use that shit? I use that
people
shit.
People like, used it, like it was starting to blow up, but I don't know what happened. Like
it was like a little
shit
thing.
Went away.
I had it for like a little bit, and then I deleted that shit.
Yeah, I don't even know what happened, man. I know that shit was starting to blow up though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, so Twitter can't get stories, so they will forever be number two.
Yeah, I mean. I don't really be seeing. I feel like regular people don't really have Twitter. I feel like that shit really only for celebrities. That's what I mean.
I feel like our generation got Twitter, like almost. Well, no, because I do come across people be like, hey, you got Twitter? Follow me. Yeah. I have a Twitter.
Exactly.
Nerd. Like, you don't have Twitter.
Yeah, niggas don't have Twitter, bro. That's what
you're a nut. Like,
that's what niggas
Twitter.
Is up there, bro.
But Twitter is funny, though.
Twitter straight. It ain't better than Instagram.
All I see on Instagram is niggas copying. Niggas screenshot the tweets from Twitter and then put it on Instagram. I'm like, wow, bro.
I do that sometimes.
Like, what, nigga? Like, you got that shit from Twitter.
Yeah, that's not all the time, though.
It's like cropped out. So it's like, yeah.
That's not all the time.
I don't mind it, though. I just feel like. But yeah, I just fuck with Twitter more, though.
Maybe that's the. I don't even know what that generation. What y'all generation called?
What?
Yeah, not millennials.
They call it Generation X.
That's what it's called?
I think so. Yeah, that's dope as fuck.
You think so?
Generation X.
That's cute.
What? Right, come on. Like, stop trying to belittle my generation, man.
Nah, y'all cool.
I mean, we really like...
Y'all cool. Y'all really don't give a fuck. Like, people thought millennials didn't give a fuck. Nah, y'all really don't give a fuck.
Am I not a millennial, though?
No.
Nigga, you're only 6 years older than me.
Yeah. But, like, the scientific like definition for it, you're not a millennial. Millennial is, like, niggas that was born in 97.
Ah, just missed the cutoff,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah. And then, like, I don't know, whatever year you was born in, that makes you 37 now. So, I don't know what year that is.
It makes you 37 now.
Yeah. So, I'm 25. So, 1980.
So, those are millennials. All right, your math might be a little
My
tired.
Math might be off. No, 81. 81. It's 81.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... If you was born from 81 to 97, you a millennial. Which is...
And the rest of us are Generation X?
Yeah. So, really, if you was born in 81 and you 37 and you talking about, man, fuck these millennials, and you talking about, like, niggas that's, like, my age, 23, 24,
you don't know what you're talking about.
Nigga, you a millennial, too.
So take pride in that shit.
Yeah, take pride in that shit, bro. I don't really care about it, to be honest, though.
I don't either.
Because, like, it's different types of millennials, too. So it's different types of just niggas in general.
Yeah, man, you can't group us all in one.
Yeah, niggas can't be cool. What songs you fucking with, bro?
Hey, about to play this Boss. Uh-oh. Yeah, about to play it right now. It's off his old... Oh, Boss got a new album coming out. August 24th.
Milky Way. Oh, man, that's the date. Okay.
Milky Way.
That's what it's called, Milky Way?
That's what it's called.
I got to check it out. I mean, I got to check out... I haven't listened to any of the singles that came off of
it. Oh, so you don't listen to the one with Fur?
No, I didn't. I saw like a little clip of the video, but I don't know. I didn't really check it out.
It's good, man. It's good.
Sure.
All right, here go Boss. Black on Business. It's off the album Too Hot to Riot.
You never thought I'd make it this far, did you? You always had to make it hard for me. But I'm a motherfucking star, bitch, didn't you know? Can't you hear that applause for me? My brother E told me some niggas just wanna be safe, and some niggas just wanna be great. Which one of you? Let's go make history today. Let's go make history today. Boy, use your brain, only your heart can lead. You'll figure your way, man, this shit ain't for me to say. I cut my love until my heart could bleed. I'm on the road, I guess it ain't meant for me to stay. But I'm here with you. I'm here. On, it's called Attack on Niggas. The fathers that didn't pass, they all stacked in prison. But that shit don't get a pass, no, that shit don't get a grant. Might as well go fill a bag, ride around, no tinted glass. Why I can't have tinted glass? Cause that cause suspicion. Cop flash like Cinemax, don't lack ammunition. Might as well go get a gap, might as well go give it back. Don't know if they'll get it right, but I know that we'll get it last. Might as well go spin a rack at a black on business. Had my mind on hoes, now I'm back on business. That's real. Back to what's important, I'ma build with you. Cause you here for me, and I'm here with you. I'm here with you. I'm here with you. I'm here with you. You never thought I'd make it this far, did you?
Yo.
That shit hard, bro. I fuck with it.
Yeah, man. I really fuck with Boss.
What was the name of that song?
Black Owned Business.
Damn, yeah, I fuck with that shit,
not
man.
Not you know, because this podcast is a Black Owned Business. Well, it's not a business.
It will be. Thank man, you. We got merch on the way, bro. Don't worry.
Hell yeah.
We're going to have merch on the way. Section 99, Moth to a Flame. It's going to be merch coming soon.
Probably you later than soon. You are now entering Section
99. Hey, shout out Marty D.
Play that one more time, because I was talking over it.
You are now entering Section 99.
Oh, man got a little tag and shit. I ain't got one yet. I'm going to come up with it later. We'll see. But like I said, it's just us growing. So
yeah, man. Are we really just having fun with it?
All right, I'm about to play my joint. All right. If y'all heard that Can't Say off of Travis Scott album, you was probably wondering who was featuring on there. And it's another dude from Houston. His name is Don Toliver. He dropped his mixtape right before Astroworld came out, and it's entitled Donnie Womack. I'm gonna play a song off of that, and yeah, this song's called Diamonds. Why the fuck did I do that?
Oh. Smash.
was Diamonds by Don Toliver off of his new mixtape, Donnie Womack. I don't know who the Womack people are. Maybe one of y'all old heads could tell me, but yeah.
Hey, let's give him a round of applause. Nice song.
What you got on the R&B side, bro?
This is Beano French. It's called Monday Morning. Monday Morning off his mixtape, Just Beano. It's an album music, so y'all should fuck with that. Let's give him a round of applause. Amazing.
All right, I'm about to play my R&B joint. This is CPR by Mario McInnes. I said his name wrong again. God damn it. Shit, his name is Marco McInnes. All right, here you go.
When I'm nobody can tell me I'm not the one. Free my love,
trade my love.
Keep on building me up. I'm down to wait. So nobody can take this love away. Dial my number anytime. I pull up and change your life.
Kiss you so bad, so good that you need a CPR? God damn. She must have had the kiss of death.
That song is amazing. It's good. Yes. Yeah, I thought,
what
the fuck
was that?
Man, it's a whistle, so I thought it was going to be like a whistle.
Like an island whistle, nigga?
Yeah, but that was like
a
cricket.
That's no good.
All right. Give me an air horn.
That sound like a truck. Yeah.
This app is trash.
This man been playing with his sound control for the longest.
That was trash, man.
Yeah, man. So, you got anything else you want to say?
Nah, man. Shit. The Nicki album was trash. Trippie Redd is trash. YG album was trash.
Yeah.
J. Cole got the best album out. Astroworld was amazing.
Okay.
Boy, the game, it's coming soon.
Oh, yeah.
Real soon. Get prepared. And, man.
All right, we're going to do like church. All hearts and minds clear.
Damn. Man, that's dumb as fuck.
All right, man. Yo, this was another episode of Maul to a Flame.
And this is the first episode to the Section 99 podcast. And
y'all can follow me on all social media sites at SIVAAD_MTAF. That's SIVAAD_MTAF.
Boom. Y'all can follow me on Twitter at Tuesday Nights with two S's. And on Instagram at Shameek. Just Shameek. All right.
And y'all have a good one. Peace.
What's up, my nigga?
That was the first episode of the Section 99 podcast. Thank y'all for listening. This is like the ending credits of a movie. I want to thank some people. Man, thank you to my parents for, you know, supporting me throughout life and shit. Thank you, Savai, for being on the first episode and helping me with this whole process of creating a podcast. Thank you to Nahai Branscombe, my brother Tori, my dog Justin, Hood, Bulwer, Marty D for the tagline, Essence, Jaleesa. Shout out my nigga, my brown brother, my South Carolinian dog, Tom Haverford. Hey, if y'all know that is the, I really fuck with you. Winston Bishop, man, shout out to him. Every time I needed a laugh, dog, he was always there. Hold on, I'm tripping. Thank you, God, for even, you know, making this whole shit possible. If y'all enjoyed the show, man, hey, clap my shit down. That was gay as fuck. Pause. But yeah, click the claps if you fuck with the episode, man. And if y'all made it like this far without skipping, dog, then I really fucks with you, cause you know. Yeah, like, but I appreciate everybody for listening. The people I just named, it's probably more people I'm forgetting, but this is just like off the top. But yeah, the people I just named, in some way, shape, or form, like, y'all inspired me or encouraged me to really go through with this shit. And I just appreciate y'all for helping, you know? I'm a young nigga. I don't know what that has to do with anything, dog, but hey. Episode 2 next week. So, you know, be ready to listen. It's gonna be a good episode. It's gonna be good. Fuck, dog. Damn. I dragged it out. All right, I ain't recording this shit no more.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.